manager in terms of the Collective Investment Schemes Control Act.
Right. As you are well aware, we have Lead SA as one of our brands. We're pushing that real hard for active citizenry, trying to lead the country in the right direction or the left direction, or just a direction, really. And we've been celebrating the entrepreneurial spirit of the youth by giving one of Joburg's young entrepreneurs a 300,000 rand advertising package here on 947. For the past few weeks, we've been profiling the top 10 of Joburg's young entrepreneurs, and after a particularly grueling voting process for which we had an external auditor, we are thrilled to announce that Urban Grown SA is our 947 Young Entrepreneur for the year of 2017. Before I introduce you to the fellow who co-started it, let me just tell you a little bit about him. Urban Grown SA was co-founded by Nontlantla Makwena Chimandamba and Simbarashi Chimandamba. They farm hydroponically in, get this, Diepsloot. That's right, hydroponic in Diepsloot, and it services customers within a 50-kilometer radius. Founded 2 years ago, the company's gone on to create 9 jobs so far. They supply Food Lovers Market, City Lodge Hotel Group, British Airways, Kalula. They value the environment and therefore make use of organic lines and source 40% of the produce from other smallholder farmers without access to market, giving them a reason to farm and assisting them with a steady income. Urban Grown is a 100% black-owned and youth-run entity, employing, like I said, 9 staff members and empowering them. And the majority are from the Diepsloot Township. Urban Grown is a self-funded business and have products that are relevant across all LSMs. We're joined on the line by the founder, the co-founder of Urban Grown SA, Simba Chimandamba. Well done, Simba. Congratulations. 300,000 bucks. That's going to help you grow your business a little, isn't it?
Most certainly. Thanks for having me on, Alex.
We
are very, very excited at this opportunity. It certainly will do much to move our business in the right direction. It means a lot, and thank you to all the listeners for voting.
Well, yeah, it's our absolute pleasure. It's a wonderful initiative, hydroponic in Diepsloot. I mean, how did you come up with the idea, and how did you figure that you could actually turn this into a lucrative business?
We were limited in terms of being able to farm in an urban area and wanting to get the right yield for our product to make it something we can take to market with the right volume, but also turn over enough to generate an income. So then hydroponic farming then became an interest to both Noni and I, and we went around looking at different methods and ways that we could adopt this. So within a very small space, we can grow the most amount of lettuce. And when we figured that out, we then adopted a deep water culture system and went around building our systems and testing them and doing trials. But the most important thing is Noni has always wanted to change the way people perceive agriculture. When you think of agriculture, you think rural, but the reality is you can make a living farming in urban areas.
Oh, yeah.
And Diepsloot's been fantastic because we've got people that might not necessarily have an agricultural experience, but if you teach them and they can are willing to learn, by the time they cross over to the other side, or if they've been with the business for a year or two, they actually have something that is tangible, something that allows them to be, if I can use the word, more marketable in the workspace. Mm-hmm. And that, for us, is beautiful. And the team has been great. We really, really are proud of our team. And they really make us who we are today. They produce a quality product, and they work well. And Diepsloot become a home, really. It's really become home.
It's an amazing story. The Noni you're talking about, of course, your wife, Nontlantla. It's a Zimbabwe-South Africa collab, and I'm still stunned by this. Okay, so the Zim-South Africa thing. No, I'm stunned by the idea of hydroponics. Okay, now, isn't it the kind of thing where if there's like power failure, you or your entire crop could go?
Possibly, which is why for us, our farm actually runs 100% off the grid. We use solar. We figured
the crop could go?
Possibly. Which is why for us, our farm actually runs 100% off the grid. We use solar. We figured when we built a solar system, no one pump is ever going to run at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So our farm runs off solar, and it's helped us a lot because a lot of our sponsors or supporters, if I can say, are very passionate about the environment. So we try and align ourselves with them not because they say, look, go out and do so, but from our perspective as a brand, it makes so much sense. So City Lodge Hotel Group and Food Lovers Market were the brands that gave us our first go at anything. We started with one hotel and we've moved on to many others. And we started with one store and moved on to many others. And for them, it's about, hey, why not farm sustainably and differently? And if you could save electricity here or save water there, which is what we do with hydroponics, using 95% less water, it then makes a difference. And I think it gives them a reason to go out and punt our name, but it makes them like us even more, which gets our product on the shelf. And for us, it gets the consumer, and we can assure the consumer that we've got a product that is sustainably farmed, that is healthy, that is, you know, good enough for us, and it will be good enough for them. I think in our industry, we need to think beyond farming for a living and farming for finances, but we need to think about the safety of our product to the consumer as well.
And you use what you've got. I mean, we're all waiting for the Land Redistribution Act to come through and some kind of settlement to be made. In the meantime, here you are in Diepsloot, urban farming. It is just a beautiful story. What would you like to tell your fellow youth out there? I mean, if they're thinking of starting their own business. I know you've had many successes, but I know you've had a couple of failures in the mix as well. Nobody gets to where they're going without a few sort of stubbed toes. So what would you tell the young people?
That is correct. I would like to encourage the young people of South Africa to find a place in which failure can be accepted as an experience. We need to align ourselves with other entrepreneurs, with the private bodies, with the government bodies that will allow us to give us a safe space to fail. That is key. And by that, I'm not saying we do not want them to succeed. I'm saying we need to be able to, if we should fail, we need to go back to the drawing board and understand exactly where we went wrong. But having said that, it is possible. It really is possible. We when we started, we thought we needed lots of money to start the business. And we borrowed, we asked every way we could. And it just was never enough. But we still started. You've got to start somewhere. And you're not necessarily going to need tons of money to validate or qualify your proof of concept. Start small. Start with one customer. If you get it right with them, you can be able to roll out the same model to many others. But whether you're growing, whether you're knitting, sewing, you're in IT, it is very much possible. But the key thing is to allow yourself enough time to research your market, understand where you're going to go. And when you do so, only then seek investment once you finally figured out what you're going to get into. I think you get to your destination a lot quicker. And we never arrive. I think as businesses, we evolve.
Yep.
We start as agricultural businesses, and tomorrow we figure out what you're going to get into. I think you get to your destination a lot quicker. And we never arrive. I think as businesses, we evolve.
Yep.
We start as agricultural businesses, and tomorrow we are processing and many other things. And I would just like to encourage everyone out there listening that it is very much possible, and you've got to start somewhere, start more research, and align yourself with people and bodies and entities that will allow you to be successful.
And back your big idea. Back it and take it and run with it. I tell you what, you know, Simba, we are so unbelievably proud of you here, you and Nonhlanhla and the entire team at Urban Grown. Congratulations, my friend. I know that $300,000 advertising budget's going to go a long way, and we look forward to hearing your ads on the air and seeing your products at more stores, more hotels, and more food lovers markets around the country.
Thank you very much, Alex. It means a lot to us.
You are so welcome. Keep up the fine work, Simba Rashe. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Simba Rashe Chimandamba and his wife Nonhlanhla, they are the lead SA Youth Entrepreneur Heroes of 2017. Check them out at Urban Grown and keep listening for their ads coming up on 947. They've just won a 300,000 rand advertising campaign. That is worth applauding.
Tune in. This is Sean Bonnie.
Hey, this is Mo.
The biggest artists.
With your favorites.
Hey, what's up? This is AK.
On your station.
Now you want some, you want some.
Exactly.
947.
Call it love and devotion. Call it a mom's adoration.
Foundation.
A special bond of creation.